91X News.
It's minus 1 degree and clear. I'm John Baldrick with 91X News. A slate of deals has been signed between Canada and China. Prime Minister Stephen Harper says in addition to an investment protection deal, a number of other important agreements were reached.
We have also signed agreements dealing with air transportation, agriculture, double taxation, energy, and science and technology. Our government is pleased with the progress achieved today, and we look forward to continuing to strengthen our strategic partnership with China, while, of course, also maintaining a frank and respectful dialogue on issues of human rights and the rule of law.
Today is the Prime Minister's second day in China. A new set of traffic lights will be installed in hopes of cutting down the number of accidents. The lights will be placed at the corner of Wallbridge Loyalist Road and West Moira Street. The cost of the project will be split evenly between Belleville and Quinte West. Construction of the lights will likely begin in April, and if all goes well, it should be completed in May. When contacted for comment, Quinte West Councillor Doug Whitney said that he didn't see any problems with the intersection as it currently stands. Some workers' rights groups have set up a fund to help assist the families of farm workers who were killed in a crash on Monday. UFCW Canada and the Agriculture Workers Alliance say donations to the Migrant Workers Family Support Fund can be made through PayPal or any bank. The money raised will go to the families of the 10 workers who died in the horrific car crash near Stratford. Funds will also go to the 3 injured workers and the family of the truck driver who died in the crash. A special memorial Facebook page has also been set up called the Hampstead Tragedy Memorial Page. Provincial police say 8 people have died so far this year in collisions on OPP-patrolled roads caused by distracted driving. Police say they will hold a blitz on distracted driving next week. The force says the problem is more than phoning or texting while behind the wheel. Police say eating, adjusting the radio, looking for a CD, and even daydreaming can create a bad situation. RCMP say one man has been found dead in a home southeast of Edmonton, and they are currently searching for another man after a gunman shot and wounded 2 Mounties. Sergeant Patrick Webb in Killam has some good news about the Mounties.
I'd like to tell you that the RCMP members that were shot yesterday have undergone surgery last night, and they are recovering at this time, and we're very pleased to be able to put that out there.
Police say that the man they are searching for is not considered a danger to the public. Aboriginal Affairs Minister John Duncan is being asked to boost funding for Aboriginal education. But Duncan says time is tight before the Harper government releases its spring budget. A panel created to study the schooling of Aboriginals delivered its report to Duncan today with several recommendations. They include setting up a commission to oversee First Nations education and ensuring adequate funding for the system. That's 91X News to 301. Here's Dan Canatero with sports.
Good afternoon. I'm Dan Canatero of 91X Sports. Fabio Capello has resigned as manager of the English national soccer team. Capello is upset after the Football Association stripped Chelsea defender John Terry of the captaincy of the Three Lions team. The FA accepted the Italian's manager resignation after a one-hour meeting. This news comes 4 months before England is ready to play at the European Soccer Championships in Poland and Ukraine. The story was surrounded by racist allegations from defender John Terry. There finally is a Canadian team involved in the NHL and annual Winter Classic. The participants are Detroit Red Wings and Toronto Maple Leafs on New Year's Day, 2013. The outdoor game will be played at the campus of the University of Michigan. The stadium seats over 100,000 people. In the NHL tonight, the Edmonton Oilers look to break the Red Wings' 17-game home winning streak. Jordan McDonald gets the start. Wings goalie Jimmy Howard is still healing a broken finger. Calgary goalie Mika Kiprusoff goes for his 300th win against the Sharks, and Buffalo visit the Boston Garden to face the Bruins. Finally, Carolina heads to Cali to battle the Ducks. The Toronto Raptors tip off a 7-game homestand against the Milwaukee Bucks. The Raps have lost their last 2 games against the Bucks, and it is one of 11 games in the association tonight, including LeBron James and the Heat visiting Disneyland to take on the Orlando Magic. That's sports. Johnny Baldrick has weather next.
Today, mainly sunny with a high of -1. Clearing tonight with a low of -5. Thursday, it'll be sunny with a high of plus 2. Right now, it's negative 1 degree. I'm John Baldrick with Dan Canatero. 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 4.
91X is CJLX.